As of now, Malaysia has recorded a total number of 117 confirmed cases of COVID-19. This makes the country the second worst in Southeast Asia for COVID-19, with Singapore being the worst at 160 cases at the time of writing. Two of Malaysia's COVID-19 patients have been reported to be in critical condition, according to Director General Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah from the Health Ministry. According to Malay Mail, the patients are currently being treated at the intensive care units at Sultana Aminah Hospital in Johor and Sungai Buloh Hospital respectively. We do not reveal a patient's information to the public. So we do have two patients in critical need of ventilation in our intensive care unit, ICU. Dr. Noor Hisham said, one in the Sungai Buloh Hospital and another in Sultana Aminah Hospital in Johor Bahru. He said this when he was asked about social media rumors that case 26, Hisham Hamdan, was in a critical state. There have also been no sporadic COVID-19 cases that have been detected in the community from samples taken by the Health Ministry since February 12, indicating that it has not gone into the community. All cases currently tested positive were all linked to travel history and close contacts of COVID-19 patients, Dr. Noor Hisham said. Up to Monday, the 9th of March, 574 samples have been taken from those patients and none of the samples tested positive for COVID-19. Dr. Noor Hisham said the ministry planned to start doing the tests in private hospitals too to see if COVID-19 has spread in the community, according to the Star. Also read, Italy now on total lockdown with 9,172 COVID-19 cases and highest death jump of 133 in 24 hours. You have reached the end of this story.